This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, it's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl. We have Skype as well. Our Skype username for you to connect to and bring up whatever's on your mind is lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about, well, we're going to get back into Fidel Castro. We touched on him earlier. And I know Melanie has some things she wants to say about him. But we started in the last hour talking about the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which over the last few years had outlawed those little magnetic balls. Now, maybe you're familiar with these things. They used to be sold under the brand name Buckyballs. They ended up going out of business, as well as pretty much every other company that has manufactured or imported these things. They're usually made in China and then imported here to the United States. And all the importers and manufacturers, they've ended their businesses in the U.S., except for Zen Magnets. Zen Magnets is the only company that had stood strong on this, that said, you know what, these are not dangerous items when used properly. We've had warnings all over our products.
And by used properly just means you don't eat them.
Correct. Yeah, that's pretty much all that means. And so, yeah, we've had warnings all over our products for years that make it clear this is not a toy. This is for adults. It's not for children to use. Adults, keep this out of the hands of infants and small children. I mean, it was plastered not only all over the box of the products, not just Zen Magnets, but Buckyballs, all of them had these warnings. Not only was it plastered all over, it was in the instructions. I mean, there was no way, if you can read, that you could have avoided seeing these
warnings. Well, and it probably wasn't packaged like a toy. It was probably packaged like an office product.
Some toy stores did sell them. Some toy stores did sell them.
Right, but it wasn't marketed towards children in any way.
But there are toy stores that will sell a chemistry set.
Correct. So they're writing a letter here to the CPSC after there was a big decision made by an appeals court. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled overturning the CPSC's ruling that basically banned the importation of these products. They previously also banned the sales of the products. So it's legal to possess the magnets. It's just not legal, or was not legal, to sell them. It now is legal again to do that. They are taking pre-orders over on their website for a quarter one 2017 delivery. But they say it's not over yet because they've heard the CPSC is going to be appealing the appeals court's decision. So this may continue on up the chain. And we're sharing their blog post over at zenmagnets.com entitled Dear CPSC. So they point out that, yes, magnets, high-powered magnets, can be dangerous if misused. And just like fireworks, they're not children's toys, and we've not sold them as such. High-power magnets are not defective. They operate exactly as they should. The real fight we both need to work towards is educational. High-powered magnets should be kept away from any mouths and young children who don't know better. What makes the CPSC's war on magnets so unrelatable is the disproportionality of the loud red alarm blaring from the consumer safety advocacy machinery. There have been a lot of crisis-level lectures like, quote, teens will use them as tongue piercings, unquote, but lacking context such as, quote, high school sports are more dangerous in terms of ER injuries and fatalities per participant, unquote. A bunch of imbalanced rhetoric like, quote, magnets are inevitably ingested by babies and therefore must be unavailable to all, unquote. Yet for pools, which are similarly prevalent and much more deadly to infants and children,
and marketed towards them,
the CPSC issues supervision tips and safety advisories. The message that neodymium magnet spheres sets are so dangerous that citizen consent must be bypassed is not only unbelievable, but insulting. Perhaps it's understandable how the CPSC's magnet antagonism came to be. Magnet spheres were a relatively new product, which caused slow but severe injuries. With relatively new injury mechanisms like debilitating gastrointestinal damage, These aspects made magnet spheres the perfect nail for the CPSC's ferocious regulatory hammer. Indeed, it's much less excite-worthy when a child suffocates on a balloon, the number one cause of child suffocation. A novelty that everyone grew up with and often believed to be harmless. Balloons are much more likely to kill your small child than magnets. But balloons are less alarm-worthy because suffocation is old news, happens quickly, and generally leads to death, death, and death.
I wonder how many people on the Consumer Product Safety Commission are juggalos.
Why do you ask?
Well, because juggalos don't understand magnets. And the CPSC right. is scared of magnets, so I'm just wondering
Maybe.
If they're juggalos.
Magnus, how
they
do those work?
Well, I mean,
they go soda.
I think it's more that they don't understand children. So let's say you're in a room with magnets. A child is not going to materialize and grab the magnets away from you and swallow them. That's not how children work.
Right.
Children are only where you put them. So if
and
you
children
don't...
are drawn to magnets because
right.
that's
but
how magnets work.
But if you don't put a child somewhere where they can access magnets, then they won't be able to swallow the magnets. So, like, if you're a single childless adult and you have magnets in your apartment or house, there's not going to magically appear a baby in order to swallow the magnets.
He could jump through a window to come in there.
If you don't have a baby?
Yeah, the babies will know where the magnets are and they will be attracted to them.
Because
so
that's
them.
How magnets work.
Right.
Magnets attract
babies. They attract babies.
And babies like magnets, so therefore babies must be magnetic.
The CPSC, you got a little bit more here, cannot successfully engage consumers without acknowledging their opinions, especially when it comes to such a strong consensus. Fun fact, when a CPSC staff person goes home, it's likely all of their adjacent neighbors disagree with the nationwide all-ages market removal of neodymium sculpture magnets that's been furiously pushed in the past 4 years. If and when CPSC continues waging its taxpayer-funded war on magnets, our pledge remains the same. We will not settle for an all-ages stop sale of magnets that are perfectly safe when properly used. Regardless of the longevity of Zen Magnets LLC, the last American neodymium magnet sphere company, it should now be obvious that as long as demand exists, supply will persist despite prohibition. Albeit, not with the quality of Zen magnets, he says. Instead of just driving Zen out of business and pushing production further from the CPSC's field of view, I'd rather use our resources to fight alongside the CPSC for successful education and awareness campaigns focused on consumers and medical professionals. Magnets must be respected, but need not be feared. That's from Shahan Q, the founder of Zen Magnets, who, again, just won at appeals court level, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling 2-1 against the CPSC and remanding back to the commission. Now, what are they going to do from here? Shahan has heard they're already planning an appeal of this decision, so how long he'll be able to sell these magnets for is another question. Presumably the appeal would not result in an injunction, right? Melanie, you are an attorney trained, so if the original decision by the CPSC has been overturned by this appeals court, if they now appeal that decision, that doesn't automatically mean there's an injunction against sales, correct?
Generally, that would be true. This is regulatory law, though, and I don't know enough about regulatory law to say that.
Presumably they'd have to file for an injunction to say, well, while this is being appealed, let's
how regular cases work, but this is going through whatever regulatory courts or boards that they have, and I don't know enough about regulatory law to answer that.
But what goes after the 10th Circuit Court, is that Supreme Court or is there another level?
Was this the appeals court?
10th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Well, generally it would be the United States Supreme Court, but I don't know that, and it sounded like, based on what they said, that that's not how it works, but I don't know what the regulatory
And then there are times when only a small portion of the appeals court hears it instead of the full appeals court. So it could have been, you know, like a 3-member of the appeals, and then they're appealing to the full appeals court.
Oh, yeah, that's a possibility. Right.
Well, but it said it was remanded.
They did say it was remanded.
Well, so anyway. It sounds like it's going back to whatever regulatory agency it came from, but I don't know enough about regulatory law.
All right, so we will tell you more as this develops, but at the very least, it's good news, and Zen Magnets has opened up for pre-orders for quarter one delivery. So if you've been wanting to get somebody a set of these Zen Magnets, you can now order over at ZenMagnets.com. They don't have Bitcoin up there yet, but I've emailed Shahan to ask him if he'll be re-implementing that as well. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us. Right here, number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free membership, you say, you want in the Libertarian Party? Well, we got it for you. All you have to do is go to lp.org/FTL. Now, those FTL letters do need to be in lowercase, just an FYI. That'll give you a free year membership in the National Libertarian Party, which will include a free issue, as I understand it, of the LP newsletter, which when I was in the LP was a really cool thing. I enjoyed the LP news. It was nice to get that information. So you can join up. You can take the party in the direction you want it to go. If you're like me, you'd like to see the Libertarian Party go in a more principled direction. Well, the only way to make that happen is to get involved in it. And go to lp.org/FTL. You can help Daryl and the other LP radicals out in trying to make the party adhere to the principle that they supposedly hold so dear. Or if you want to water down the party, you can join and fight against Daryl and the radicals. The free membership is available to anyone who goes to lp.org/FTL. But presumably you still have to sign the statement that says that you do not support...
Yeah, you have to sign the NAP statement.
Right, the NAP being the non-aggression principle, that you do not support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. So if you can sign that statement, then you can have a free membership at lp.org/FTL.
Which and is kind of a really oddly open statement. So you just can't support violating the NAP for political or social goals. You can violate the NAP for other reasons, I guess, and still be an LP member.
Right, but you know, presumably you should understand what that statement means. And I see pretty much everything as either a political or a social goal.
Well,
if you have a nice car and I don't have it, then I want to, you know, up my social standing and I steal your car. That's a social goal.
I don't see that really as a social goal. I would see morals, or if you wanted everybody to, you know, if you wanted everyone to abstain from heroin, I would see that more of a social goal. Whereas wanting a new car, I look at that more of a, as a personal goal or a financial goal.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Melanie. That's what they wrote. That's how they wrote it, and that's the way it's always been.
Yeah, we're not in charge of the LP, so. And I don't think that they were condoning violating the NAP in your personal life. I think they worded it how they worded it.
I think they were wording it that way because a political party will likely not, you know, take any positions on whether or not your car, they want to steal a car or something like that. You know what I mean? Like a political party is working towards political and social goals.
Yeah. So it fits with what they're doing.
Right. So lp.org/FTL gets you the free membership. Castro, we talked in detail on the show about it last night, but you weren't here, Melanie. So you had some thoughts. Maybe you wanted to share some frustrations with what you've been seeing about people posting about Fidel Castro.
Right, yeah. And I think you probably pretty much covered everything that I had on it. That looks like, I can't really see well from here, but that looks like one of the articles that I posted.
Fidel Castro's horrific record on gay rights, that one?
Yeah, that looks like it. But I was kind of like, and I know I was completely prepared for there to be people who will not only not celebrate, but go so far as to mourn an increase in freedom if they don't like the methods used, typically that someone died or that the aggressor died.
In this case, he died of natural causes.
Right. Nobody even killed him. He just died.
That's right. 90 years old.
Yeah, he's 90. So it's, he wasn't assassinated. He died because he's 90. So
he died of death.
That's right.
Yes, he died of death. So I was prepared for that. I was prepared for people to not celebrate his death explicitly. I was prepared for people to take that weird fence straddling stance, or like, well, I'm sad he died, but I'm happy that people are like that. You know, his victims are maybe free of him, if not free of everybody. Or even if you want to take the stance of this didn't actually help anybody because he wasn't doing anything anymore. I feel like that's valid, but what I did not expect, and I have to go and adjust my expectations of humans even lower than it already was.
You have expectations of humans?
I mean, like, really little ones.
All right. So why? What did you expect?
Because I just have all these people on the internet, on various sites, celebrating the life of Fidel Castro. And
you're surprised by that?
Yeah, I kind of thought that there was a consensus that he was an evil human.
No, they see him as like a revolutionary.
Right, but even if you're a communist, and because there's a lot of people who are communists but don't support genocide or work camps or any of these other things, and that might not be consistent and that you would have to do that to achieve communism. But if they don't know that or they don't think that, I think that it is possible to support communism in theory and not support atrocities.
Right, like Sarah. She doesn't even realize the atrocities.
Right, I don't think that Sarah thinks or knows that that's what's going
to
happen.
She just wants to give everybody everything, and right. That's all. She doesn't think beyond. And when you ask her questions, we're referring to an earlier call tonight, Sarah in Albuquerque, when you ask her questions, it should give her the opportunity to think about what might happen if someone doesn't want to go along with her plan for communism. Well, of course, we know what will happen is you'll get thrown in a gulag or executed or whatever. You'll be threatened with violence. She doesn't want to see that because she doesn't want to believe that, first of all, anyone could not want her system. Secondly, she doesn't want to believe that the people who would be in charge would do horrific things like that. So that just doesn't even factor in.
It's not necessarily a possible outcome, but it is possible to support one and not the other. But there is overwhelming support for Fidel Castro on the internet, apparently.
And in news media, big media.
The New York Times, and I had to read that one a couple of times. The New York Times had a thing about Castro's death, and I read it, and I was like, that seems pro-Castro, but they were talking a lot about him fighting with the U.S., so maybe it's just really statist, and it's not pro-Castro, and I'm conflating those two things. But I read it again, and it's like, no, that's pro-Castro, and I have a lot of people, well, he gave everybody medical access and free schools, like, unless you were in a work camp.
That's why he came to the United States for some medical stuff like a decade ago.
Yeah, of course. And that's not to say that the U.S. is awesome as far as behavior, because that's not the case either. And that's a lot of people's response to that. It's like, well, Castro was horrible, so is the U.S. I didn't say they weren't.
Right.
They can both be horrible. That's not mutually exclusive.
Right, but there's a lot of people that buy into this, you know, sort of duality sort of thinking of, oh, if you think that this is bad, then you must think this is good. Or if you think this is good, then this is bad. They don't understand that both things can be bad.
But you can be a communist, you can be a socialist, and not support Castro. And I don't know, because I remember when they had the Elian Gonzalez, is that how you say his name?
That's correct.
Everybody was a proponent of him being able to stay here. That's where his mother tried to take him, or did take him, because he got here, she didn't. That's where his family was. He was fighting against Cuba. His father, who it seemed from what I saw,
wasn't... I don't think Elian was. He was a kid.
Yeah,
he was like 8 years old.
Yeah, he was old enough to say that he wanted to stay here, and that's what he was saying.
There was a news story saying that he loved Fidel Castro just the other day, and now that might be propaganda coming from Cuba.
I mean, that's, almost 15 years later.
It was the year 2000, so it's been 16 years.
A long
years.
Time, yeah. He's probably in his 20s or something right now.
Yeah, so I'm not saying he hasn't changed his mind since then.
Okay. Let's continue with more on Castro, your calls and thoughts. Welcome here. Plus, what was his horrific record on gay rights? We can talk about that, too, because we haven't yet. 855. 453 is the toll-free number. Allows you to get in control here. You can also bring up anything that you want. 855-450-3733 or Skype in at username lrn.fm.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. Now, ride sharing, up until the last month or so, has been a relatively controlled business. And what I mean by that is the major players, the Uber and Lyft and their imitators out there, they have been in control of all of the most important decisions that need to be made as far as how ride sharing operates. What I mean by that is as a driver for Uber or Lyft, the only thing you really get to control is when you work. And that's a good selling point. Hey, you get to set your own hours.
Woohoo!
Okay, that's cool. But that's about all you get to decide. You don't get to choose what your rates are. You don't get to choose the different types of payment methods you'll accept. And you don't have any say whatsoever as a rider in who your driver is. Basically, if you're a rider on Uber, you take whoever they send to you, and they will send to you whoever it is that's closest, which makes sense from an efficiency standpoint, but, you know, doesn't really work for people who might feel uncomfortable driving with someone of, let's say, the opposite sex, for instance. Maybe a female rider would prefer to have a female driver. Well, some dude shows up, maybe that's not what you wanted. So as a rider,
I could also see, you know, people of certain ethnicities preferring certain people to be their drivers.
Certainly. So, again, Uber, Lyft, they don't let you make those choices. Also, Uber and Lyft decide what percentage of the take of the fare that the driver receives. And Uber, by the way, reduced that percentage a year ago. They went from 80% to 75%.
And Uber and Lyft also determine what the fare is.
Exactly. Per minute, per mile, they set all of that by
it's
the city.
It's a busy day. Surge pricing.
Right.
Fares are now 4.5 times what they usually are.
Yeah, the surge pricing can range from anywhere as much as or as little as 1.1 times all the way up to 9 times as much as what their regular rates are. And again, I get the surge pricing. That has to do with how much demand there is in the market and all that. But in the case of Cell 411, all of those decisions about rates, about who to ride with, all of the things that we just talked about are set by the drivers and the riders. The drivers get to choose their rates. The drivers get to choose what payment methods to accept. You want to take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, cash? You can do that with Cell 411. As a rider, you get to select which driver that you want to take you somewhere. The drivers will give you bids. So you've got competitive bids for who's, you know, where they are, how far it's going to, you know, how long it's going to take them to get to where you are, and what they're going to charge you. You get to decide as the rider. So drivers get to make more choices, riders get to make more choices, and you don't have to beg anybody's permission to get started. That's an important thing, too, because with Uber and Lyft, you got to go through a background check, which takes a week or two, and, you know, it's a bunch of hoop jumping in order to get through that. With Cell 411, you just download the app at getcell411.com, and you put a picture in of yourself, a picture in of your car, and you are qualified as a driver. Now, of course, somebody will say, well, that means that someone might be uninsured. That means that somebody might be a criminal. You don't know who you're dealing with. Well, hey, guess what? There's also a rating system. So if somebody's not a good driver, the riders can rate them, and I believe riders can also be rated. So if there's a bad behaving rider, somebody trashes the back of your car, you can give them a negative rating for that too. So there's a system there, and you can deal with that. You can. It's a market-based system. Cell 411 is incredible for what it's done here, and they've actually added this to an already existing useful app, which was designed originally for decentralized emergency alerts being sent to your friends and family members. This is the killer app that you need to have on your cell phone. Whether or not you want to use it for ride sharing, it's also cool for that decentralized emergency response. Getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com, or just look for Cell 411, C-E-L-L, Cell 411 on your Google or Apple app stores. It's awesome. And Daryl, I believe you were the very first ever rider on a Cell 411 ride.
Yes, and that was actually confirmed by Virgil.
Virgil Baduva was the creator of it. So check it out, getcell411.com. As we continue here, Fidel Castro, Melanie, you were shocked when you found out that there were actually people in the United States, not just in the mainstream media, but on
right,
your friends list.
Like regular people. And
who supported Fidel Castro.
It's annoying to some extent because the Cubans who escaped there were partying in the streets.
Correct.
But then people who live in America, and I mean, and these are leftists, so they want to talk about privilege and status and all that, who have lived their entire lives in America, were born here, are citizens, all that good stuff. We're like, well, I think he was a good guy. You know, he maybe did some stuff I don't like. But, yeah, he was awesome. And the people who he oppressed were, like, celebrating his death in the street.
Well, the next president of Cuba will make Cuba great again.
You mean Raul?
No, the next guy.
They've been having the next. I thought he was dead already. Like,
oh, yeah, I mean, I thought that, too, a year or two ago.
You celebrated it, which kind of surprised me also, because you will get on me, or not get on me, but
we had a long discussion about killing cops last week.
And I know you don't advocate killing them, and that's fine, but you will not celebrate their deaths, and will kind of think that nobody else should do that either. But you celebrated Fidel's death. Why is that different?
Generally, first of all, Fidel wasn't murdered by somebody who just walked up to him on the streets and put a bullet into his head.
Right, but a lot of cops that make the news for dying aren't murdered. They're either hit in a legitimate car accident, or they die from... And most of the ones who make the news are killed. But
if a violent cop gets taken out, I won't feel bad about that. Okay.
Well, right, but you won't celebrate it either. So... it's in the news all the time where a cop was standing in traffic behind a curb at night and got hit.
I generally won't celebrate people's deaths, but
so
I'm not.
You celebrated Fidel's death.
I didn't celebrate. I mean, I haven't done anything, you know, to celebrate it.
I didn't even throw a party.
I wrote a Facebook update. Ding dong, Fidel is dead. Viva Raul. It was kind of a, you know, tongue-in-cheek statement about how, you know, one's out, but another one's in. So it wasn't so much of a celebration as it was a statement.
So sort of like a, the queen is dead, long live the queen.
Right, exactly. That's what that statement was. But that said, I am glad to see that he's gone, because I think that's going to mean better things for Cuba. His brother seems to be a little bit better, as far as he's brought in some market reforms to actually allow people to own their own businesses for the first time ever, to make decisions about what crops to plant in their farmland. And so there have been some tweaks, some small tweaks that he's made while he has been the president with Castro, with Fidel around. Now that Fidel's gone, he may be able to make more positive reforms.
Now, the question is whether or not Donald Trump will undo some of the stuff that has been done between Raul and Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Such as opening up some of the trade between the U.S. and Cuba, trying to loosen the embargoes.
Very disturbing possibilities of what might happen there. So we'll see. We'll keep our eyes on that. Yeah, I think it's a good thing when tyrants die, and I wouldn't say it would have been a bad thing if he'd been murdered either. I mean, I wouldn't support murder. I don't support people doing that, but I wouldn't feel bad. I wouldn't be sorrowful for the loss of a tyrant in the world.
So do I just celebrate cops' deaths, like, too hard, even when it's a legitimate accident? Is like the level of celebration kind of your
what,
problem?
What would define legitimate accident?
So if this happens often, cops will be writing someone a ticket, and they'll be standing in the road,
right
behind a curb at night.
And then
and it's like a 55-mile-an-hour road or something like that, and a car will come doing 55 and hit the cop who is standing in the road where you can't see the car lights or anything else. I mean, this doesn't happen every day, but it happens often enough for it to be a thing.
That's why they have rules saying you have to go in the other lane if there is one.
Well, but if you're behind a curve, nobody can see you.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
So, they didn't intend to kill the cop. A lot of these people, they don't all run away, but a lot of them run away effectively. They like clearly did not intend to kill the cop, and that's really not a good way to try to do it if that is your intention, to like hit them with your Toyota or whatever. But, yeah, so, I mean, people die in accidents every day, and cops are people, so cops die in accidents every day, too.
I'm glad you said cops are people. Because,
they are people, because that's what makes them responsible
but
for their actions.
There are some people that celebrate the death of cops and say, oh, they're not human.
They are human, because humans are responsible for their actions.
All right, we're going to continue the discussion. We've got time for you if you want to join it. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us here on the radio. You can bring up anything that you want. We were talking about Fidel Castro. And do we have David in New Mexico with us on Skype? David in New Mexico? He's been having some trouble, and I apologize. I should have screened his call there during the break, but I didn't get around to it. So we'll have to start screening him in the future so as to not waste time with this. Our toll-free number, 855-453. It's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio here. We're talking about Melanie's shock and surprise that somebody could possibly support Fidel Castro.
I just need to quit having expectations of humans, because it doesn't work out well when I choose to do it.
Well, I mean, look at all of the lefties who wear the, not Castro shirts, but who's the other guy?
Che Guevara.
Right, and that, as ridiculous as it is, I kind of understand that to an extent. Because
well, he was a killer,
there.
Too.
Right, but they weren't there. So
most of them weren't in Cuba
either.
They
weren't in Cuba, but they were here when it was going on. These are people my age, maybe a few years
younger.
That
doesn't mean they were paying attention. I mean, I didn't even know about him murdering.
120 million American adults voted for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Well, they voted against Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton is what actually happened in most cases.
True. Look, I didn't even know, though, about Castro murdering gay people until this weekend.
Right, but you knew that he was murdering people kind of as a regular thing.
I suspect that would be true, yeah.
I mean, you didn't necessarily know that
jailing political opponents.
Targets were.
Right.
You knew about the work camps. You knew about the murders. You knew about all the stuff. You just didn't know that maybe some of more... you didn't know that his victims were disproportionately gay, maybe, but
yeah, I didn't know about
you
that.
Still know that he's a horrible murdering
person.
Well, of
person. Course. He's a ruler of a country.
I mean,
has
I thought
be.
That was kind of common mm-hmm. knowledge. Che, it's not in the news all the time. The states didn't have as much as a, not diplomatic, but I guess anti-diplomatic relationship mm-hmm. with it. these are people who weren't necessarily alive when it was going on. Yeah, it's dumb because you can look it up and read it, but it wasn't, like, in your face while you were alive, so I can see people doing that.
David's called back on the phones here in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, how now?
We got you.
Good now?
Yep.
Okay. If you're willing, I got a comment on Castro and communism in our own state of being here, and I can listen to it later on the replay, but because it might tie in and I didn't get a chance to hear it in a nutshell, what did Sarah say about communism?
Oh, she's a communist, and she loves communism, and she wants it to be spread all around the world.
Okay. Sarah, you're not listening, but you don't even know what communism is, so you might want to reconsider that thought.
Well, she has an idea. I mean, her idea is free health care and free school and free housing and free this and free that.
I think what she doesn't realize is in a communist society, or any society, but in a communist society, she wouldn't be that particularly valuable to the rulers, so they have no reason to treat her well.
Exactly, other than that quote-unquote useful idiot, in the words of Lenin, I believe, if she's willing to pick up a rifle and put a bullet in somebody's head kneeling down in front of her, then she's a useful idiot.
At this point, she would not be willing to do that, I suspect. She could not comprehend the idea that violence would be used against people who oppose the communist dictatorship.
Right, but
yeah, well, actually, like,
also useful.
What's our useful?
Narcs. You know, just call up the authority.
Snitches.
I see somebody that's not doing what they're supposed to.
Well, yeah, and
this person did not salute the flag three times today. They only saluted twice.
And most consider themselves to be peaceful people, even though they are definitively not.
Sure.
Yeah, and you probably would agree that people like Sarah would be incredibly good narcs. And if the narcs don't pull the trigger themselves, they call the people that do pull the trigger. Another thing
pulling a hit is not more morally distinguishable from pulling the trigger.
Sarah may not have any marketable skills, but she can dial a phone. So.
Right, but the useful idiots do not know the difference between doing a hit and calling in a hit. So they continue to be useful and idiots and help to kill people. And another technique that's used to kill people is, I don't want to pull the trigger and shoot that person in the head. Oh, okay, well, then we're gonna shoot you in the head. So would you like to reconsider that decision? So that's how communists and fascists and whoever, you know, totalitarian, whatever labels that you want to use. And let me tie it into my point now. All of that, I believe that we, and you probably agree with me, that to a great degree or to some degree where it selectively affects people like myself, in the case of, for instance, having your children illegally taken and sold down the river, whether you want to call that slavery or communism or fascism or whatever, all of those different institutions, slavery, communism, fascism, all did that with children. They disappeared children for various reasons, whether to send them to a camp to program them. They could then go back to their homes and narc upon the activities of their parents and grandparents and uncles and those who are talking bad about their leader and so on.
I think kids do today, by the way. They'll send kids home from the government schools in the United States and tell them if your mom and dad are smoking pot, you should rat on them.
Most people in the United States narc on themselves. They'll post stuff on Facebook make it public.
Yep.
But Ian, you just made my point, is that my allegation is that we already to whatever percentage we already have a communist type government in this country where they can disappear your children without due process. And if anybody wants to doubt me, I have the court generated paperwork.
David, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It's true. I mean, if you actually look at the communist manifesto, they got like the 10 planks.
Yeah, one of the things is to disrupt the family basically as much as possible. It's in the communist manifesto because if you're trying to sell an idea that doesn't particularly make sense, and also you want people to be disloyal to each other on an individual basis, you kind of have to start that as young as possible and as impressionable as possible. So if you're raised with an idea from 5 years old or whenever kindergarten starts now, I think I know some people who are like talking about sending their kids to kindergarten at like four or something.
Yeah, like pre-K starts at like four.
Like it's it's insane. Like, if you grow up with it from your entire life, then it's not doesn't necessarily seem as crazy than if you go around trying to convince 20-year-olds that we shouldn't have private property and you should work for free for some reason.
Let's go to Jack. He's in Michigan, listening in Jackson. Jack, are you listening on the radio tonight in Jackson?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Are we on WKHM tonight? Because that's news to me.
I believe so. I'm a fairly new caller or a fairly new listener, so I'm not really sure. Kind of stumbled across to enjoying the show.
Well, welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Don't know a whole lot about libertarianism. Just kind of an explorer here and learning. But I heard the young lady. I don't know her name.
Melanie.
She mentioned something about. Okay, thank you. About hitting a police officer and it being an accident. And wouldn't it be negligence if you hit a police officer? I don't see how that can be an accident.
Okay, well,
let me finish if I could. Your scenario included going around a curve and maybe not seeing. I don't understand how you'd not see the red and blue lights if you were supposedly paying attention like you should be. And also, if you're going around a curve that's so blind that you can't see, why are you going 55? I doubt the speed limit would be 55. So how could that be considered an accident and not gross negligence?
Well, you have a lot more faith in road regulations than I do, but accident isn't really a legal term. So whether or not it's considered negligence depends on the circumstance. Every time a car collides with something else, it's not the case that the car was automatically negligent. If you're standing,
how can a car be negligent? You mean
the driver of the car? So you don't always have the lights on. I mean, they have dash cam footage in some cases, and if the lights aren't on,
why would a police officer pull someone over and not have their lights on?
Because they think they're immortal, and they're not. So
you're speaking for every police officer?
I'm speaking for the ones that were standing in the middle of the road at night without their lights on.
They stand in the middle of the road. I don't think that's...
I'm not saying that this is a common occurrence.
If they think they're immortal, why do they wear bulletproof vests?
They don't always wear bulletproof vests.
If they think they're immortal, why do they carry guns? Why do they carry weapons?
Because they know that you're not immortal.
I'm not saying that every police officer does this. I'm saying that it has happened. It has happened with civilians.
It has happened. When it happens, it is negligence. If somebody is not paying attention to what they should be doing,
it might
libertarian.
Be, but
let
even
me
if
ask
you're,
you this.
Even if you're being negligent, it's not...
As being a libertarian, shouldn't you be hyper-vigilant and hyper-aware of what's going on and responsible for your actions?
Yes.
Jack, libertarians definitely argue for responsibility. I want to talk more about it, and I apologize. I totally spaced out that WKHM AM 970 there in Jackson does carry 1 hour of our weekday show. So you do get us from 9 to 10 there every night. Call us back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern, and let's get into more of the details on what a libertarian is, because I think that would be interesting. Thanks for your call, Jack. We'll see you tomorrow. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.